Haines is a hub of hiking, backcountry skiing, hunting, and other activities that get people out of town, off the road, and into the woods or water. But until recently, there hasn't been an official organized search and rescue group to assist law enforcement if one of those activities goes wrong. Now, that's changing.
Imagine yourself in a horrible situation and then ask yourself, what if nobody came?
That's fireman Tim Holm.
By a lot of medical standards, we're already in the wilderness, even standing in town.
Yeah, correct.
So when we go out down the road and decide to take a river trip or a lake trip or an ocean trip, we're really out there around here, and it's a need of the community that I believe we need to fill.
Still, this community has been lacking a formal search and rescue group until recently. One started to come together around 3 years ago. J.R. Churchill says it began with the Alaska State Troopers.
They felt as though they really wanted somebody, a group of people that was trained and knew what they were doing, certified, that they could feel comfortable to call on to make those trips.
But that never really took off. Zach Tarleton is part of the search and rescue group. He says at first it was less organized, and generally the troopers would just end up calling firefighter Jen Walsh.
And asking for her to find qualified people.
As a private citizen, more or less.
Yeah. Who are your friends that have skills that could go do this?
Then last year, Walsh says she was approached by Trooper Andrew Neeson. Together, they wanted to try to fill a gap in emergency response.
After a number of calls, I mean, just too many calls where he didn't have somebody to call.
It also helped fill what the fire department saw as a gap in their coverage. Here's Holm.
We had broken bones and bear maulings, and all of these things were boat rides, helicopter rides, places an ambulance couldn't get. And we need people that are capable of going out there, getting those people, and bringing them back to the ambulance and bridging that gap.
According to Walsh, the ambulance crew has been instructed not to respond to calls off of the road system because that's outside the fire department's insurance coverage.
Well, what are we going to do? As Tim said, we are not going to wait for patients to drag themselves out of the wilderness into a road.
That's where search and rescue comes in. They were able to organize as an independent group under the umbrella of the fire department. That gives them nonprofit status and a place to organize. So far, they've gotten 24 members with many different certifications and skill sets. When a call comes in, they use the messaging service Nixil to contact volunteers. Churchill says the goal is to be able to reach those most qualified to help in each particular situation.
So you're not putting out a blanket call to 20 people and then trying to filter through what you need when you hear. The list actually has who's got what skill sets, so you're targeting the people that are going to be most important to that particular search and rescue.
Here's how it works now. A call comes into dispatch, dispatch calls the troopers, and the troopers decide whether to call in search and rescue. Walsh says when the group goes out, they're covered by the trooper's insurance.
We talk about how our liability, our workman's comp, is covered by the state. We have basically become state employees when the trooper says we need you.
Another thing they're doing differently now is holding regular trainings for members. Tarleton says that makes a big difference when you're not necessarily getting regular search and rescue calls.
We're getting together, we're meeting, we're interacting, we're training together and becoming more of a team, more of a well-oiled machine, instead of just a group of people that have independent skills.
The group is part of the Alaska Search and Rescue Association, and they took up a collection from the 24 volunteers to pay for that membership. They don't receive funding from the fire department. Now, Walsh says they're looking for more money for equipment.
We have a lot of people, like JR said, who have all of their own training, and they come to us highly skilled with certifications already. But for us to be using people's personal gear puts us at too much risk.
They're hoping to explore whether borough funding might be available. The group is actively recruiting new members, and they're also looking for people that might not be interested in going out on search and rescues, but that have a resource to lend, like a boat or a plane.